This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, the 8th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel today is clear and warm, with pleasant conditions in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. In Haifa, expect sunny skies, while Eilat enjoys a bright day, a perfect time to be outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, earlier today, Iranian television broadcast a message from Mojtaba Khamenei urging all units to cease fire, as reported by Israel Hayom. Also, earlier this hour, France 24 reported that the US and Iran have agreed to a two-week ceasefire, with Israel participating after Pakistan's diplomatic efforts prevented planned US strikes. Also this hour, JNS notes that President Trump has agreed to a double-sided ceasefire with Iran, stating that military objectives have been met and exceeded. Separately, from earlier today, an attacker died in a gunfight outside the Israeli consulate in Istanbul. Forward reports that two others were injured in the incident. And finally, in earlier reporting, Times of Israel noted that Iran has opened the Strait of Hormuz without receiving prior demands, following Trump's recent threats. Here's what people are saying online. Alex Plitzas, a security analyst, posted just minutes ago that he will discuss the Iran ceasefire agreement tonight on CNN with Anderson Cooper. Shanaka Silva, a human rights advocate, highlighted earlier today that while the ceasefire is celebrated, the IRGC is increasing executions of protesters from the 2022 Mahsa Amini uprising. Eli Jacobi, a political analyst, posted minutes ago that due to Trump's threats, Iran opened the Strait of Hormuz without any prior demands being met. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the ceasefire developments. Iranian television broadcast a statement from Mojtaba Khamenei urging all military units to stand down. This message comes as diplomatic efforts intensify to reduce tensions in the region. For civilians, this offers a glimmer of hope for stability. Turning to the U.S.-Iran ceasefire agreement. France 24 reports that last-minute diplomacy led by Pakistan was crucial in avoiding planned U.S. military strikes. This two-week truce could pave the way for longer-term peace talks, impacting regional peace prospects. Meanwhile, President Trump's comments on the ceasefire underline the U.S.'s strategic calculations. JNS highlights that Trump cites achieving military goals as the reason for agreeing to the truce. This could suggest a shift towards diplomatic solutions over military action. In Istanbul, the gunfight outside the Israeli consulate raises security concerns. Forward mentions the incident involved multiple attackers, increasing tension in diplomatic zones. For Israelis abroad, this underscores the need for heightened security measures. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Israel's tallest tower is being planned in Ramat Gan. The vertical city will feature 111 floors with offices, housing, and student dorms, reshaping the local skyline. Separately, Ynet Business reveals a survey by Robert Half, indicating that inflated resumes are a significant problem. Recruiters often catch lies about technical skills, job titles, and achievements. And finally, Israel Hayom shares insights from former Bank of Israel Governor Karnit Flug. She's concerned about the war budget's adequacy, warning of increased economic risks if the conflict continues. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 7 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.